time now for StoryCorps GRIO, the project that's recording Black Americans across the country. Each Tuesday, we bring you one of these stories. Today, we hear from Reba Mixon Clay. She came to StoryCorps in Chicago to remember her first husband, Frank Mixon.
I was pregnant when I met him, and he saw me and walked over towards me, and he said, "You're going to be my wife." And a year later, we just one day went down to City Hall and got married. And we had no rings. He tried to give me his class ring, big ugly thing to put on my finger. And I was like, uh-uh. And I remember coming home one day, and he wasn't there. And there was a note on the back of the door. And it said, "Go in the bedroom and look on the dresser." And I went in the bedroom and looked on the dresser. And there was the ring box. And beautiful wedding ring and engagement ring in the box. I grabbed those rings. I didn't put them on. I just ran out the house because I knew where he hung out at. And when he saw me coming, he said, "Did you find him?" And I was like, "Yeah." And I was shaking and stuff like I had just met him. And I handed him the rings, and he got down on one knee. He said, "Would you be my wife? Really be my wife?" And I said, "Yeah." He would come home, and he would say, "What's for dinner?" And I would tell him whatever dinner was going to be. And he made me feel like it was magnificent. I mean, if I burnt popcorn, it was the best. You know, that was the kind of guy he was. I was married to him for 17 years, and we separated. And he moved to Michigan. I don't know the details, but Frank got into an altercation. They say that this woman was a damsel in distress, and Frank was helping her. And the woman's boyfriend shot him in the back. I had my fourth child with him, and he's exactly like his father. Exactly. He never talks above a whisper. He's always happy and laughing. He's the gentleman of all gentlemen. And even my other three kids are like that because they had him. My oldest son, he'll tell you my biological father's name is so-and-so, but my daddy's name is Frank Mixon. And out of all the years that we were separated, I still remember Frank Mixon because I honestly believe he was my first true love.
Reba Mixon Clay remembering her first husband, Frank Mixon, in Chicago. The StoryCorps GRIO booth is currently in Oakland, California. All the GRIO initiative recordings are archived at the Library of Congress. A copy of each interview will also go to the National Museum of African American History and Culture in Washington, D.C. To find out how to record your interview and to hear more from StoryCorps GRIO, go to our website, nprnewsandnotes.org.
StoryCorps is sponsored by AT&T. Funding for StoryCorps GRIO comes from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.